Okay, so we are on. Let's start from the bottom. Lamechas on the base. From 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 lines in the bottom. Lamechas on the base. Okay, so says Gemara as follows. Amar Abaye, but we mentioned a couple of these lines before, but it'll help us, as usual, get a running start. So Amar Abaye, ba lao mesa pater. So Abaye says, what happens if the man is ma'anis the woman, and then she passes away? She doesn't pass away again from you know, what he did to her, but he was ma'anis her, and then she passes away for some other reason. So what happens? Pater. So Abaye says, she is forbidden. He's pater from, doesn't have to pay. Why doesn't have to pay? Shenemar v'nasan la vi anayra v'lo la vi mesa. Because the pasuk says that he gives money to the father of the naira. Implication being, as long as she is still, he's still the father of anayra. Meaning, if she's already passed away, then he's not the father. Then he doesn't have to pay for that. Then he doesn't have to pay the father. Okay. So Gemara says, well, mizat milzat de pshita leila baye mi baye leila rava. So this idea that was so obvious to Abaye, Rava actually had asked about. He wasn't so sure. Why? How do I know? The Abaye Rava, because Rava asked the following question. Yesh beger bekever, o ein beger bekever. Is a concept of becoming a bogeres, well, after she's already passed away, or not? Rashi explains, what does it mean, yesh beger bekever? Says Rashi, right to the left of the Gemara, imesa bena arusa achlo amda bedid. Right, so let's say she was still a naira when she died, right, and they hadn't yet come to Beis Din to talk about what had happened. But when the man had been ma'anes her, she was a naira, and now by the time they come, she would have already been right v'higiyas man ba'arusa. So it's been already a few months, and being a naira it's only 6 months of being a naira, from 12 to 12 and a half. So by the time he comes, they come to have the conversation, she's already no longer a naira. So do we say, mi chashiv beger, oh lo? Do we say, oh yeah, she's old, the age that she would have been, right, is beyond the age of a naira, and therefore, we'll see what the net ramification would be. She, you know, that there is payment to the father, etc. Or do we say, no, that ain beger bekever, that we don't, that we care about how old she was when she passed away, not how old she would be now. So continues the Gemara. Yesh beger bekever ude bna havi. Implication is if there's beger bekever, then by the time she passes, by the time they come to the Beis Din, she's already a bogeres. So who does the money go to? The money doesn't go to her father anymore. It presumably would go to her, but she's died. So who does it go to? It goes to her children, right? So we go to her son. Oh, ain beger bekever, or no? Do we say there is no beger bekever, and therefore the money goes, you know, still goes to the father? Fine. And the Gemara is bothered by the question. Umi me'abra? What do you mean to her son? How is that even possible? Again, a naira, the maximum age of a naira is 12 and a half, right? And the following case is going to raise a question about how she could have even had a child at all. Umi me'abra, could she pass to v'chava hatani? We have the following halacha. Rav Bibi, if hatani Rav Bibi, come in, Rav Nachman, Shalosh Nashim Misham Shos Beno Moch. There are three women who have a heter for birth control. They use a moch. Right? They use some type of cloth when they have tashmish. Eluhen, who are they? Akatana, Umi Uberes, Umenika. So someone who is a katana, someone who is already pregnant, and someone who is nursing. So all three of these women are given a heter to use birth control, in each one for a different reason. Katana, why a katana? And katana presumably means a young woman who is below the age of 12. Shema tis'aber v'tamus. The concern is that she'll become pregnant and she will die. Right? It was dangerous for her to become pregnant, and therefore if she's married before she's 12 years old, so she uses whatever, you know, some method of birth control, so she won't become pregnant, because if she would, she would die. Mi'uberes shemetasa ubra sandal. The woman who's already pregnant can use birth control. Why? Because maybe if Rashi explains, her child will become a sandal. What are we talking about? Rashi says, shemayasa ubra sandal. Or Rashi ahead of that. Misham shos b'moch, mutal lehen l'shamesh b'moch, fe'inam k'mashchisos zera. Right? It's not concerned of zera levatala, of wasting of the zera, which otherwise would be a concern with birth control. Fine. So what happens? So Shema Yasa Ubro Sandal. Maybe the child becomes a sandal. What do we mean? That she imtis aver uber sheni. Because if she can, the assumption here, at least those times, was that she was gonna be pregnant, and now she they have tashmish, and she becomes pregnant again with a second child. Poches hasheni es tsuras ha rishon v'domal sandal shudag shebayam. So what's gonna happen? Somehow the second child is going to take away from the first, and it's going to impact its growth, and it's going to look, you know, it's going to look funny. It's going to, the shape of the child will be messed up in some way. Okay. Okay. And what's the concern number three? And a manika. What's manika? Says Rashi. Says the Gemara. Manika shema tigmol es benat. Right. A woman who's nursing, you don't want her to become pregnant, because what's going to happen? She's going to no longer be able to nurse this current child. What do we mean? Says Rashi, Shematik Bal Asbina, Mipnei Shachalav Ne'akar, Kishim Misaberes. Right, if she's nursing and then she becomes pregnant, so then somehow there's a concern that the milk it'll be minimized. Ve'ina Tov Liyonek, and it won't be good enough for the child to nurse. V'titzdarech La'atiko Mishadayim Ve'yamus. Now he's no longer be able to nurse, and he's going to die. Fine. So all three of these cases are situations where they allowed her to be Mishamshos B'moch. Okay, but one of them is a katana. The katana can be mishamesh b'moch. Why? Because maybe she will become pregnant, and then she will. And the assumption is, if she becomes pregnant when she's a katana, that she's going to die. Okay, ve'ezo hi katana. And what is considered a katana? Mibas achadas reishana v'yom echad ashtem reishana v'yom echad. So who are we talking about? We're talking about a girl who's the age of 11 and 12. Why? Pachos mikan, because less than that. Ve'yesha akan. Because Rabbi Meir says, because less than that and older than that, she can be mishameshes in the normal way, and she'll be okay. And Rashi says, it's not going to happen. She's less than 11. We're not worried about it. If she's older than 12, so then she's going to she'll be safe. So it's only during that 1 year, from 11 to 12, we allow to be mishameshes b'moch. And the Chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say no. Achazu v'achazu, mishamesh is kedarka v'holeches. So Chachamim say no, it's not true. Any of them, any of these people, it's quite a good question. Does she mean, does the Chachamim mean all three of these women? Does it just mean the girl who's just the katana? But at the very least, for the katana, the kimi mishamesh is kedarka. They should just go by the normal way of the world. V'holeches, why? I mean, Hashemayim yirachamu. And Akash Baruch Hu will protect her. How do I know? Mishum Shenemar Shomer Pesayim Hashem. Because Akash Baruch Hu, Hashem protects the fools. Hashem protects the fools, meaning that when there's things that everybody does all the time and everyone's fine, so we don't have to say, oh, you know, maybe the X is going to happen. Maybe why is it going to happen? No, Shomer Pesayim Hashem. Akash Baruch Hu protects people who do things that everybody does. This is a Gemara we used a lot, talked about a lot whenever you're talking about risk taking in halacha. So this is one of the Gemaras that's often quoted. We quoted a lot during COVID. You know, how does you know how much is too much risk? How much is not enough risk, etc. So this is one of those Gemaras that we talk about. But
that doesn't apply to extra dangerous situations. Like, okay, so in general, when somebody gets pregnant, that's Shomer Pesayim Hashem.
Right.
When they're old enough. But if they're saying that this age of katana, there's a special danger, then that doesn't cover that. It's because that's not the normal way for an 11-year-old to get pregnant. So,
well, I guess so. Presumably, what the machlokos between Rabbi Meir and the Chacham here is that a normal thing or not? Right? Okay. But what the Chacham is saying, what do you mean? Shomer Pesayim Hashem. This is a normal thing. This is life. That's normal. And it's like, this is a far fetched concern. According to Rabbi Meir, it sounds like Shemitis Abedit Vitamo, so that there's a really concern that she's going to die. And if you look at Rashi, says V'yeser Alkein, right? Because how is this going to apply to our case? Right? Because our case was what the Gemara seems to be using this Gemara for is to prove that young women cannot become pregnant between 11 and 12. Right? That Shemitis Abedit Vitamo. Between 11 and 12, she's going to become pregnant and she's going to die. The implication means, see, you can't become pregnant until you're 12. Would you say that that's what this Bryce is teaching? I would say this verse is teaching a question whether we have the concern for Hashem, maybe she'll become pregnant. How much is the level of concern that maybe she would die from becoming pregnant between 11 and 12? That's what I would probably have said, right? I'm a little biased because this Gemara has come up. I've seen this Gemara so many times that I always assume this is what it meant. But if you read it in context, it seems like it's not what it says. Here the Gemara seems to be proving that less than 12 years old cannot become pregnant, because if she would, she would die. It's almost like fait accompli that would happen. That would be. Look at Rashi. V'yeser alkein abashtei meser yeshana mishameshes kedarka shim tisavra lo tamus alma v'katnus lo me'abra. What do you see? You see that when someone's a katan, they cannot become pregnant. Sheyavo lechalal leida in order to have a child. Daha v'tamus katani. Because the Brisa says she will die, right? So it sounds like it sounds like when she's before 11, she can become pregnant, or she won't become pregnant, is no concern. Once she's 12, she becomes pregnant, she'll be fine. Between 11 and 12, there is a concern that she might die. But Rashi seems to be saying, and again, it makes sense in the context of the Gemara, because that was the Gemara's question, is that, what do you mean? From the age of 11 to 12, she would never become pregnant. Or if she would become pregnant, she would for sure die. In which case, there's no case of a person who, before the age of 12, will become pregnant and have a child. Right? That's what it sounds like the Gemara is trying to say. Right? All I'm saying is that sounds like a little bit of a machlokas in the Gemara, in this Braisa, and not so obvious. It sounds like it's a question of what's the level of risk we're talking about here. To the extent that the Chacham say, what do you mean? It's normal. Leave it alone. And she'll be fine. But what seems clear is that, let's just say, I guess part of the question would be, what's achazub achazub b'shemesh kedarga? But how could be anything different than saying it's referring to that person, right? That girl between 11 and 12, right? Presumably. And then Chacham would say, what do you mean? Shabbat say b'shem, she'll be fine, right? Which is just interesting. But fine. But the Gemara seems to be at least bringing this up as a kasha. We could say it's not just a great kasha, but bringing up as a kasha is, what do you mean there's no, because if you bring it back to what we're talking about, yesh beger bekever, ein beger bekever, right, for our purposes, what's this about? The point being that the question they're saying that Rav is asking is, if she would become pregnant, right, or if she would become a bogeris after she had died, right? So she's a naira when she dies, and then she would become a bogeris after she had already passed away. So does the money go to her, to her father, or does the money go to her child? Right? The implication being that she somehow has a child before she turns 12 and a half. That's the assumption. Right? And the Gemara's question is, that's impossible. Because there's no one who could have a child before the age of 12 and a half. It would never happen. Fine. That's the Gemara's kasha. Okay? So, and if you're going to tell me, no, I'll say what happened. You're right. Anyone under the age of 12 years old in one day, cannot have a child. But what? Cannot become pregnant and have a child. But what could happen here? She becomes pregnant at 12, at exactly 12 years old, and she has a child at exactly 12 and a half. So it's been 6 months. Ubeshisa yarche. So the Gemara says, Mishisa yarche, mikayalda. But that means she'd have a child after 6 months. That's impossible. And we know that Shmuel said that nairus means 6 months, right? It's only 6 months. V'chi tema batzer hu deleika hatfei ika. And if you're going to tell me, no, what it means is that bagrus, that nairus is never less than 6 months, but it could actually be longer. Right? We assume it's 12 to 12 and a half. Maybe it could actually be a longer process, right? Ha elakamer. What do you mean? The language that Shmuel says, ein bein nairus labagrus, ella, ella always means only. It's only 6 months, so it can't be. So the Gemara actually rejects this possibility and does not use Rabba's kasha and has to ask it a different way. So ella hachi kavu yimakamim bialy. No, so Rabba was asking something else. What was it? Yesh beger bekever upaka av. Meaning he wasn't asking a question about the money going to the child, because it couldn't be. It's impossible. There's no way she had a child at that age. That's not the question. The question is, yesh beger bekever, and therefore the father doesn't get the money, right? Or do you say, ein beger bekever v'lo pagav? Or no, you say, there is no beger bekever, and the father taka gets the money, even if, again, they never came to Bezin until after she would have been a booger. So, but regardless, the point is, we don't know what the status is of a woman becoming a bogeris after she passed away, or having the status of bogeris when she passes away. So, Marbar of Ashi by Lahachi. So, Marbar of Ashi asks a different way. Misa osa bagrus, or ain osa bagrus. Does Misa create the status of bagrus or not? What's the difference? Point being, just the question would be asked like this: do you say that the moment, meaning Yesh Beger Bekever, means she, you know, if by the time they got to Bezdin, she now would have been older than she would have already been a Bogeres, does the status of Bogeres you know, start now? My Rav Ashi asked the question: no, do we say that the moment that she dies, she immediately becomes a Bogeres? Or do we say no, Misa doesn't create, turn her into a Bogeres? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina being that there would be no time to collect the money on behalf, if you're the father. The moment that she dies, she immediately becomes a Bogeres, and now the father can't collect at all. So take it. The Gemara is not sure. Okay. So Rav asked Abaye, Ba'aleh v'nis arsa mo. What about the following case? What happens if the man is ma'anis the woman, and then afterwards she goes ahead and she becomes engaged, she has erusin with another man? So what's the status then? Because the question becomes, if she's nis arsa, she leaves. Does she leave the, again, like thank you. Jurisdiction, you could tell. Right. The jurisdiction of her father or no longer. That's exactly what I was looking for. Thank you. Of her father or not. So Amalei, Miksi, Venasan, Lavia, Naira, Asher, Lo, Arusa. I mean, does it say, give the money to the Naira who is not an Arusa? No. Meaning, because she could be an Arusa too. The passage doesn't say. So he says, what are you talking about? But the Tamech, if that's true, Had Desadia, Ba'alea, Venise, La'atzma. Right, but we know that if he would be together with an inch, she would have nisuin with somebody else. For sure, the money goes to her. She had the jurisdiction of her father at that point. Now she's for sure gets her own money. So miksiv enasin lavi anaira asher lo nisua. Did it say you give it to the father of the woman who is not a nisua? The person doesn't say that, right? And nevertheless, the money goes to her. So that's the whole kasha. The whole kasha is the erusin make her separated from her father enough, like a nisua, or no? It keeps her. You know, she's really still more connected to her father. So the Gemara said, no, hachi ashe, that's not a good comparison. Hasam holu bagrus motziim rishus av v'nisun motziim rishus av. When it comes to bagrus, right, that makes her again not in the rishus of her father, and so too getting married, full married nisuin makes her no longer in her father's jurisdiction. Ma bagrus balo bagr laatzma af nisun bala v'niseis laatzma. Right, but ela erusin. But what about Erisin? Mika mafkim yirshus av legamrei. Does Erisin take her out of her father's house entirely? Hatanan, we learn in the Mishnah, naira hamu rasa avia ubaila mafir lanidarea. Right, when she's a naira mu rasa, what's one of the things that's true? Is that her father and her husband can be made for her nidarim. If it can be made for a nidarim, what does that mean? It means she's sort of like a little bit in both jurisdictions, just a little bit in the husband's jurisdiction, a little bit in her father's. In which case, Maybe it's not clear yet that she's totally removed, and that's why it's possible that the money would still go to the father. It's not the same as the nisuin, and we'll pick up tomorrow with Mishra.
The first part of that conversation.